sometimes you play as well as you're allowed to play, and I thought Carberry today in particular, outstanding in innings, and came off the back of a first bowler in the first innings for him to get the runs he did, and obviously he occupied the crease for a long period of time, and he was the standout performer for Hampshire. And I think the innings also of Maxwell was quite explosive, and it was a very important partnership to, I suppose, break the back of our bowlers at that period. It made life very difficult after that. And but on the positives, I can't fault our lads one bit. Their effort levels were tremendous, and they stuck to the task. They tried to the very, very bitter end, and you know, I'm proud of that. And although we didn't get the points, I'm very proud of the way they performed. I'm also proud that we're now halfway through the season and we're joint top of the Division 2 with Hampshire after 8 games. And we'd certainly have taken that at the start of the season. We've got to try and maintain that throughout the second half of the season now, which won't be easy. But I can't, you know, this dressing room's up for the challenge, and that's tremendous. And we just got to make sure that we keep doing the right things, and hopefully points will come our way.
You'd have got good odds this morning that Syed Ajmal wouldn't have taken a wicket today.
Yeah, you would. But that's cricket, and it doesn't detract from the fact that he's a wonderful spin bowler, and you know, but credit due to the opposition as well. I thought they played him extremely well. We had a situation down at Glamorgan as well when we were right on top, when the guy Will Bragg played him really, really well as well. And you know what? That's sport, isn't it? You know, sometimes the opposition do play well, and you can't quite do it. That's what we all enjoy about sport, is that you know, it's not just a one-sided affair, and every dog has his day. And certainly Carberry today and Maxwell, they played exceedingly well. And sadly for Syed, it just wasn't his day today.
I mean, you've dominated, 75% of the game. You know, in the first 3 days, you were top dogs.
That's why we should look at those positives. And, you know, the game against Glamorgan was, we were on top in that game. A lot of the draws, actually, some of the weather, we've been well on top. And so that's a real positive for us going forward, is that most of the games we've been challenging and in good positions. But you know, we've got to make sure now that not beating Hampshire today, when possibly we might have done, doesn't affect our confidence, doesn't affect our effort levels and our professionalism and the way we go about our batting and bowling and fielding. Because if we carry on doing what we're doing the first half of the season, then we'll be in a good position by end of September.
Moving on, you're at Derby on Friday night, and you're top of the table in the T20 as well.
Yeah, that's terrific news as well. And we've come off the back of 4 wins now on the trot. The first two, I wasn't totally disappointed. I was quite surprised we didn't win, because we didn't play that bad a cricket in the first two. So, you know, that's a good thing. And the guys need desperately to rest up tomorrow, which is what we spoke about, and try and recharge those batteries for the guys who are going to be playing on Friday. And you know, there's a few guys coming into contention for that T20 spot that will have rested up as well, so they'll be fresh, and that's quite a nice position to be in when we dovetail in some of the players, because it just gives them a little bit of, the guys who are playing all the games, it gives them some energy.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, this season with the travelling on Saturday and Friday night games, it's been tougher than ever, isn't it, the schedule?
It's been quite heavy, the workload, but it's the same for all teams, and it's probably worse for some of the teams, because some of the travelling that you have to do from Durham or even Kent or Essex or Hampshire or Somerset, you know, some of the travelling is quite extreme. So I'll think of the positive when we're in the Midlands, and there's a little bit less travel.